I think that the germs you'd have on your feet when you were crushing grapes would probably be quite good for the flavor of the wine. But as you know, some wine, this flavor is quite strong, and the smell of dirty feet mixed in with the smell of the crushed grapes probably made for a very good quality wine.
That's disgusting.
Yes, and they have this other word in France called dégustation. Dégustation. And that's something to do with taste. So maybe it's a bit disgusting taste. Anyway, guys, I can see some other things growing in the field there. I don't know what they are.
Corn.
Corn? Are you serious?
It looks well.
Doesn't look like corn.
What does it look like to you?
It looks like some kind of sugar beet or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
What's sugar beet?
Something you get sugar from. Hey, they've got some hay.
Hay bales.
Hay over there. All picked and ready already. Rolled up in a ball. Right, moving on, we've got as far as the D205. It's 10 kilometers left of this road to Pauillac, and we're next on the road to Saint-Laurent. So we're driving right down through the center of the Médoc. The more interesting land is probably over on the left-hand side, but we're actually making headway for where we're going to have lunch. I think we're not on the main road going past the chateau.
I don't think I have a blank piece.
Certainly, I'd advise you, if you were travelling down through the Médoc, not to come on this road. To travel along by the other one must surely be more interesting. Ah, now we have come somewhere interesting. We've come to Chateau Balac. It's a cru bourgeois. And we're in the Haut Médoc, or it seems to say that, and you can buy directly, and it's open every single day. That's what it says. And the vines are on both sides of the road, and there's a statue of the Virgin Mary on the left-hand side, and it's Haut Médoc, yeah. And there's a chateau, there's a pâtisserie here, and there's a garage, and there's a hotel restaurant too, all very tiny places alongside the road.
56.
Okay, now we've come to a place called Saint-Laurent,
Chateau Blanc,
Médoc.
Balac, the one that we went past.
Balac, yeah, we passed Balac.
18th century chartreuse.
We're 46 kilometers from Bordeaux and 10 from Pauillac. And we've got karting quads on the left-hand side, and it's telling me that we're doing 670 kilometers per hour. Ah, loads and loads of vineyards. Yes, Grace? Do you feel a bit sick?
Yeah,
from the boat too. That makes
three
people sick from the boat.
A bit of craziness.
We finally turned left and we're Chateau Barateau. Chateau Barateau. Now we're driving straight through vines to the right and vines to the left of us, and not a single black grape in sight. Actually, there are no people either. That's the thing about vineyards. They obviously require some labour, but once you've done them, as far as I can see, nobody does anything else except leave them alone. Now we're now passing Chateau La Tour Carnet. It's a Grand Cru Classé 1855, our very first one that I've seen. It's got pillars on either side. That's one of the 1855 places, guys.
Camonsac
is the next one on from this. And we go straight from Camonsac into Belgrave.
That's
another 1855 one. And we're just passing a couple on bicycles who are... This is perfect cycling country, by the way. The perfect way to travel through the Médoc is, I think, on a bicycle. We're also passing donkeys and goats. And Chateau Belgrave looks like...
Can we slow down?
La Grange. A Grand Cru Classé. And if you look in between those vines, you don't see a single weed. And then there's a whole sign here giving you loads of them off to the left and loads of them off to the right. And we're going right by accident. I had no idea whether we should go right or left because I didn't look. This is called Grande Rue. I think this is the main route, guys. And there's a bit of land there that hasn't got any vines on it. Maybe that's being left to be.
I think it's been better when they're on big hills.
Well, that's
slopes.
Yeah, that's what Italian ones I can remember were all on the side of slopes, and the Spanish ones.
I just think it looks nice.
Yeah. Also, it's the better the wine, isn't it? The higher up.
Oh, is that right? Now we're now passing Chateau Grode La Rose. Grode, G-R-A-U-D-E, La Rose.
Paul, you're open.
Well, we've hit Saint-Julien. And Saint-Julien is to the left, Cusac to the right, and Fort-Médoc, and we're leaving Becheville. And what's the next one we come to? This is more of La Rose, is it?
Becheville is an 18th and 19th century chateau, remarkable garden.
Chateau Branner.
Modern 19th century chateau.
Oh, have you found it?
Beautiful gardens.
Have you got it?
Yeah. I've got all these ones now in the region.
Okay, well, read us out one of them, will you?
Well, they're very simple. It's amazing how the French take such a long while.
Okay, what does the book say about Chateau Becheville?
Becheville.
In French it says it's open from September from 10 o'clock until 12 and from 1:30 till 5.
I know, but look, guys, hang on.
Saturday in October.
Ah, lads.
I know, lads. Come on.
You
have to get out and take a photograph. We just passed Chateau Blomont. No idea what kind of a chateau that is. Vineyards to left and right. And also, we were passed by some cyclists a few minutes ago. We were travelling at such enormous speed. Now, here we come to a big sign on the left-hand side of the road called Mademoiselle L. Mademoiselle L. Le Vignoble de Mademoiselle L. This must be a vineyard.
Madame.
This
Madame
is a vineyard
is
owned by a woman.
Mademoiselle is Miss.
So, Mademoiselle is Miss, is it?
Miss.
Madame
is Mrs. What's Mademoiselle? That's the long version.
Right, we're passing five cyclists.
Simplified.
Yeah. Going through the village. They seem to have slowed down to observe the speed limit. On the left-hand side is Chateau Fort de Vauban. Completely shut up. All this whole peninsula seems to be shut up on a Saturday afternoon. It's 2:30 in the afternoon now, and there doesn't seem to be any commercial activity going on at all. Just entered Margaux, I think.
Marcaillot.
And there's goodness knows how many vineyards in this whole area, massive number, where Listrac is 5 kilometres to the right, and Arsin is straight in front of us. We're about 35 kilometres from Bordeaux. Chateau de la Marque. Oh, now this is a 12th or 13th century vineyard. We're passing through Soussons. The thing that really strikes me is how few people there are. I've seen hardly a single French person sitting around outside having a cup of coffee.
Outside the fake Eiffel Tower.
Sitting outside a fake Eiffel Tower called Zurka, made of a Chateau La Galliane Margaux. Right, we're in the middle of Margaux. But there are no people. Okay, here's another second Grand Cru classé. Margaux seems to be particularly good at getting its name about. Every single chateau around here has got Margaux attached to its name. So wherever you see Margaux, there is no such place as Chateau Margaux. Here's the Cave of Ulysses, 500 metres in front of us. I think that's probably a cooperative. Okay, at a just nearly 10 to 3 in the afternoon, we arrive at Chateau Dozac. And beautiful looking modern gates.
Grace, will we put you in the stable?
Not at all, a bit like what you'd imagine, an ancient chateau. A little pond in front.
I'm not sure they
all very low rise. Looks very Mexican to me. Looks very Mexican.
Looks very private.
Yeah, we're going to be the only people having our own private tour, guys. And I think the park might be about 1/10 of the size I expected it to be. There's a visit in 45 minutes.
Full 45 minutes.
Tasting of
right,
three wines.
We have picnic 45 minutes.